So I'm sure many of you again know that the Christmas tree is relatively modern. I think it was Prince Albert that introduced it to the UK in the Victorian era, and it took off, and the evergreen leaves and the ways it was decorated. But it goes way back before then. There can be origins found in the medieval mystery plays that talk about the tree of paradise. And that Christ light at the top of the tree, which represents the light in the world. And for us in Unity, it also represents the tree of life. It symbolizes so many things when we stop and think about it. But as other trees have lost their leaves, these evergreen trees keep their leaves in the winter and thus provide food and shelter for those that live amongst it. And those evergreen branches represent the life of God as eternal life, alive in us. As we look at evergreen trees, some of the branches reach out. And it's that reaching out to welcome everyone, all people everywhere, all equal, all invited to recognize what is inherent within them and to come to know that eternal life of God within them. And some of the branches reach up, and that symbolizes, as it were, us reaching up to that higher state of being, that higher understanding. God is in us, alive in us, here to bless every aspect of our lives. And more than that, to awaken in us that Christ light to shine brightly. So as we decorate our Christmas trees, and like I mentioned earlier, we put ours up now, and it's got lots of lovely lights on it that Paul has displayed for us. Those lights represent all of our light. And of course, it's not one light separate. They're a string of lights. They're all connected. So those lights, even though they look like they're separate lights and some flash and some don't, they're all connected. We are all connected. So the light represents our light, but it also the string of lights, that connectedness. We're not here alone. We're here to be with each other, to support each other and encourage each other. And then, as we have on the top of our Christmas tree here, we have the star. And this star symbolically is the light that leads us ever onward, inviting us to rediscover and know the Christ light in us. Everything is about building that awareness and building that conviction of our own divinity. What a glorious way to prepare for and celebrate Christmas.